Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And if you're wondering what we just listened to, that was a piano quintet, the Scherzo Movement of a Piano Quintet by Dmitri Shostakovich, as performed by the Trinity Alps Chamber Players. And I'll be talking about them a little later in the program this evening, concerning some of their upcoming concerts here in the North State. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. We've got exciting chamber music concerts coming up right here in the Redding and Shasta County area this month. Tonight, Intermountain Classics features music from several of these concerts, including the well-known Archduke Trio by Beethoven, piano music by North State pianist Chaharo Sai, a beautiful violin piece by guest soloist Patrick Dalton Holmes, and Mio's La Création du Monde, or The Creation of the World, featuring North State Symphony conductor Scott Seaton as conductor and saxophone soloist. Second hour will highlight works by contemporary American composers, with a new recording of John Adams' Become Ocean and Desner's St. Caroline by the Sea. So stay tuned for this special program tonight and every Saturday night for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. One of the features of Intermountain Classics is to announce upcoming local concerts, plays, and other cultural attractions in the Redding and Shasta County area. Here are this week's offerings. The Pacific Crest Chamber Players are performing tonight in Redding at Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard in Redding, as part of their winter tour. The concert's at 7:30 p.m., just right after the conclusion of Intermountain Classics, and will include Beethoven's Immortal, Archduke Piano Trio, and Shostakovich's powerful piano quintet. And you heard an example of the Shostakovich just a few minutes ago, and you're going to hear the Archduke momentarily. So for tickets or more information, please visit PacificCrestMusic.com. Redding's Community Choir will perform tomorrow, January 10th, at 3 p.m. at Redding First Christian's Church, corner of Placer Street and Buenaventura Boulevard in Redding. I'll say that again. Redding's First Christian Church, corner of Placer Street and Buenaventura Boulevard in Redding. Admission is free and donations are appreciated. For more information, call 530-604-4218. The Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival brings three concerts to the North State. On January 13th, 15th, and 16th, Festival Director Ian Scarf will join five other professional musicians for a series of concerts focusing on the late works of Ludwig van Beethoven in both Trinity and Humboldt counties. Concerts take place on January 13th in Higham Palm at the Higham Palm Community Hall, January 15th at the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center in Weaverville, and on January 16th at the Morris Graves Museum of Art in Eureka. All concerts are at 7 p.m. and are free of charge with a suggested donation. The Pacific Crest Chamber Players also will present violinist Patrick Dalton Holmes and pianist Chahar Osai in a musical celebration of the new year next Saturday, January 16th at 12 noon. The concert will take place at Redding Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard. The program will include the Vitali Chacon Prokofiev Sonata No. 2 and Johannes Brahms Sonata No. 1. For tickets or more information, please visit PacificCrestMusic.com. And stay tuned to tonight's program for recordings of music performed by both Chaharo and Patrick. Shasta College presents an English language production of Beatrice Smetana's wonderful folk opera, The Bartered Bride, beginning on January 28th. The opera features a marriage broker, a circus bear, and a young farm worker who sells his bride for 300 gold pieces. Performances will take place in the Shasta College Theater from Thursday through Saturday nights, January 28th, 29th, and 30th at 7 p.m., on Sunday, January 31st at 3 p.m., and again on Friday and Saturday, February 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu. For information, call the Shasta College box office at 530-242-7573. The Shasta College Art Department and the O Street Gallery in downtown Redding come together to form a special exhibition of artworks by the Shasta College art students, January 18th through March 18th. This exhibition highlights the creativity of the art students at Shasta College, as well as the quality and energy of the art department's programs. Included in the exhibition are paintings, sculptures, drawings, prints, photography, 2D and 3D designs, ceramics, glass, watercolors, and graphic design. A special reception will be held at the O Street Gallery from 6 to 8 p.m. on January 22nd. O Street Gallery is located upstairs from the Oregon Street Antique Mall at 1261 Oregon Street in Redding.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Intermountain Classics. I'm your host, Tom Diskin, and I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday evening and a pleasant weekend. This first hour of tonight's program is dedicated to some very special chamber music concerts taking place in the Reading area this month. You will hear segments of some of the musical treats you can hear live at these concerts. We begin our program tonight with a performance of the first movement of Beethoven's Archduke Trio, as performed by Pinkas Zukerman, violin, Jacqueline Dupre, cello, and Daniel Barenboim, piano. You can hear a live performance of this beautiful trio tonight at 7:30 at Pilgrim Congregational Church in Reading, as performed by the Pacific Crest Chamber Players. The Pacific Crest Chamber Players will be featured again next weekend on Saturday, January 16th, for a concert featuring Patrick Dalton Holmes, violin, and Chiharo Sai, piano. Their concert, a musical celebration of the new year, will feature music by Vitaly, Prokofiev, and Brahms. Patrick Dalton Holmes is a member of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, and Chiharo Sai is a concert pianist from the North State. Here are two selections featuring both of these excellent musicians, a ballade in F minor by Chopin, as performed by Chiharo Sai, and Eugene Ysaye's Caprice for a Waltz by Sasson, as performed by Patrick Dalton Holmes.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain, bringing you news, information, and entertainment for the Redding and Shasta County area. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. We've been listening to two beautiful musical selections, as performed by Patrick Dalton Holmes, violin, and local concert pianist Chahar Osai. Chaharro played the Ballade No. 2 in F minor by Chopin, and Patrick performed Ysaye's Caprice for a Waltz by Camille Saint-Saëns. La Création du Monde, or The Creation of the World, is a ballet composed by Darius Milhaud in 1923 to a libretto by Blaise Sendarar, which outlines the creation of the world based on African folk mythology. Milhaud was inspired to write this music on a trip to the United States in 1922 after hearing authentic jazz on the streets of Harlem. At its chamber concerts on January 30th in Chico and January 31st in Redding, North State Symphony musicians will perform The Creation of the World, featuring symphony conductor Scott Seaton as conductor and saxophone soloist. Here now is a recording of Milhaud's The Creation of the World as performed by the Orchestra Nationale de Lille, conducted by Jean-Claude Casadio.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for listening tonight. The Creation of the World by 20th century French composer Dario Mio was written as a ballet and drew jazz elements as a result of a trip to Harlem in 1922. This month in both Reading and Chico, you can hear a live performance of this interesting and inspirational piece as performed by members of the North State Symphony and featuring Scott Seton as conductor and saxophone soloist. Stay tuned for more music on Intermountain Classics. The second hour of our program features a fascinating new work by American contemporary composer John Adams called Beyond Ocean. Stay tuned.